Hello. Now, for sport, we brought you here today at the Acropolium Stadium. The year is circa 350, and just outside Athens and Thrace, where Thessaly in the distance and the great craggy Ithaca, very beautiful undulating groils which suffer for this great rugged countryside where many were hung in the early days there, legs upside dale, and joy as the great animals came out in the I think it was where the lions at the first old Hercules and tore off the back leg of them and threw it over his shoulder. But to the game. Now, the Scrudgeons first philolop forth there. The ambidextrals who work for either side are looking very crafty with the stalwart thays, which are drawn out from this lovely dihedral wheel chariot's grable. Out of the small hole it comes forth, and the sindals fly either side, and I can see the Framelian delegation there with their tricolored underwoads, their tassels, orbiset, all dangly fine as they march in in time to the initial music to set the game grow, because that's how it begrabes. Now, here and there's a sawn-off shot gold as the odd foot is missing as they take their first crepers. And I'll take you over to the Sicilian chival bars from where I'm standing. There's a very fine flame coming through as they stuff these odd pieces of cut grobel, because that's how they grow, with the olive trees halfway for a very fine flame. Here and there a fine garlic. Pooh, horrible, it's a lovely smell as it comes through. I can see where the ambidextrals there, who work for either side, are retrieving this very fine scrubshmud, which is the early game, and as they clash, there's a very friendly smile. There's not a snarl among them as they raise their knifey knuckle dusters there and stuffing it under the armpiggers and bandaged up by the early visit of the people who save in this grove. The first aid have come on, and they've got splints here and there, a very fine sling for lifting up the arm pegger of those who suffered a mosting, and the four fouls per side are decided with the first penalties where they flollop in the goal mouth. There's a great gathering round one goal node as the net is follop flat. What a clean groil there as they kick in on the Bogus and the Mabel, all these people doing a very fine suffery in the cause of the sport, a pre-recursor of this circa through fivefold. What a wonderful joy as they're raising up their small glinty knives. There's absolutely no bloodthirsty sport in the whole world such a joy as this friendly gathering for presenting the cuts by the Lord Mayor at 3:30 on a Saturday after Lubrious. Two or three are slightly drunk in the front row, which is not permitted really, but as they hiccup and trip, so they're flattened on the Bocus and tripping up in the first line forward, and the backs, who wear the largest feet, size 17, the shoes of 109 pounds per weight, as they charge. The first charges, and don't get a mezzo from the Light Brigade on this, because this was a sport. And you'll find that there is a crafty most in this game, which wouldn't be allowed today. We do know that one or two of the halfbacks and the forward 25-do carry a feather for tickling under the arm pegger as no one is looking for the to collecting the ball. And while they laugh so vollock, they kick them under the ear droves, and it's with a laugh and their dying chins they lay kicking up the mud into a very high hevel. But there is a joy in this game as they gather through on the right-hand side. I go passy most. There is teamwork. Oh, yes, and before one, it's a fine kick there where the ball would land. So it bouncy most and cause a flat face as they lie. But it's a very fine sport, and I think in the first or several division, where Athens came out on top, Athaca several, and Thrace or Sicily, which came fourth or fire, and several of the bandits that lurking in the hillocks today are supposed to be related and handed down for father, soil and son, so to carry on the sport. There is a deep joy, and while everybody here is laughing their broken heads off and lebbers like a sawn-off shot gold, I hand you back to the roofless, where our studio has beamed on the great lobe.